From the depths of a four-game hole at 1-5, the Chiefs worked their way back to 5-5. Waiting for them at Arrowhead Stadium was a familiar foe. For the eighth season in a row, the Buffalo Bills found themselves on the Chiefs' schedule. On a cold, dreary Sunday afternoon in late November, this particular installment would prove to be rather interesting. Two 5-5 teams needing a win to stay afloat in both the standings and the day's rain.
Back at Arrowhead Stadium, huge game today, Buffalo and Kansas City.
The weather could be a problem here today, but, you know, have you ever been to Buffalo in this time of the
yes,
year?
Yes, I have.
What kind of game you live for? It's cold, yeah. It's raining. Hey, these boys don't want it. Trust me, baby.
Be back. The rematch.
Big dogs on three. 1, 2, 3.
Big dogs.
Bam on 2, 1, 2. Bam.
There's a look at Sammy Watkins. You think they got to get him unleashed?
Got to get him going early, Kevin. He needs some touches.
It's McCoy on second down and 8. Lead blocked by Woods, and that's exactly what he can do. Turn the corner.
Play action fake. Tyrod Taylor to throw. He's throwing long left. He's got Sammy Watkins along the left sideline and makes a diving catch all the way down to the Kansas City 12-yard line.
Barry was there. Sean Smith was there. They beat him on the play to the Kansas City 13. A 48-yard strike. Big play by the Bills.
Taylor in the shotgun. Throws it left for the end zone. The pass is deflected and knocked away. Well played by Derek Johnson.
Yeah. Let's go.
And the Chiefs hold the fort on 3rd down and 4 at their own 9. Dan Carpenter will try a short field goal. He's 14-17 this season. And his kick is up and good.
The Bills were able to move the ball down the field quickly thanks to premier wide receiver Sammy Watkins. But where the Bills excelled, the Chiefs struggled, facing wet conditions and a stout Bills defense.
Now Spencer Ware will try a left to right run and get nothing. Push back with a good defensive front.
2nd down and 9. They're chasing him with Hughes, and he wobbles it out of bounds.
Free eligible to the near side in a triangle set. Shotgun snap. Big rush. Alex Smith throws late. Incomplete.
And the Chiefs get nothing out of that drive, and they'll punt it away.
You know, it's cold now. Just think what it's going to be in the fourth quarter.
It's colder when you're behind.
Chiefs have 6 in their secondary. 3rd down and 10. Tyrod Taylor. Rush was on. Watkins is open and grabbed it with a 1st down connection.
Taylor, play action fake. Taylor zings a pass near side. It is caught by Woods. Tripped up, but he stumbles forward to the Kansas City 44-yard line. Justin Houston is down. Justin Houston is injured.
They just keep an eye on Justin Houston. You see Parker, the safety, come in. He actually leg whips his own player, examining that left knee as we speak.
Frank Zombo will take his place. Began with Green Bay, was let go, vacuumed in by the Chiefs.
3-0, Bills. Taylor will keep it on a quarterback run, gets around. Tamba Ali and will gain 7 yards to the Kansas City 33-yard line.
Carlos Williams walking off. We'll try to update his status. They're going deep for Watkins, and he got it. And it is a touchdown. Sammy Watkins working on Smith. 28-yard throw and a beauty by Taylor.
Sammy Watkins caught the pass in between two defenders. Sean Smith was back there, but Watkins kept his concentration and made the catch.
Really a terrific throw by Tyrod Taylor, getting it between the corner and the safety.
Hard
down in the red zone.
Well, I mean, he just had to just put it in there.
Great
perfectly.
Touch and timing on the deep ball.
At the end of the first quarter, the Chiefs were still scoreless, a position they hadn't been in since week 6. The offense would need a spark in order to keep the Bills within reach. And that spark came in the form of a running back who had been on the practice squad just 1 month earlier.
Here come the Chiefs. 29 yards of offense so far. Ware, big hole, got by Bradham. And he goes steamrolling his way into Bakari Rambo. Nice run, 16-yard pickup. And a 1st down to the 36 of the Chiefs.
Hand off Ware, right side, 40. Spencer Ware into the secondary again and peels off another 13-yard run.
And Darby is down. He got hit by that sledgehammer, otherwise known as Spencer Ware. 12-yard pickup, 1st down.
Jet sweep, Wilson at the 45-yard line at Buffalo and then is wrapped up and pushed out of bounds.
He picks up 8 and the Chiefs have got some momentum on offense.
Ware, handoff left, tries to cut it right, just powers ahead, stays left, and gets the 1st down. And just drives into the Buffalo secondary, still won't go down, but they blow the play dead at the 40. Preston Brown made the tackle, but the Chiefs now are just going right at Buffalo and trying to hit him in the mouth.
Smith opening it up, going for Macklin, who's got some space, got the ball, down at the three. He was taking advantage of Butler, just got in the game for the Bills. A 37-yard strike. It's first and goal to go for Kansas City.
In motion, Wilson. Hand off Ware.
Oh.
And Ware plows into the end zone, right to left, touchdown! Kansas City and the Chiefs answer finally against this good Buffalo defense, and Spencer Ware led the way.
Well, we saw the speed sweep earlier with Albert Wilson, so he's going to come across in motion. For now, they run the inside trap to Spencer Ware.
You know, any big plays can change the momentum. Someone step up and make that big play so we can get the momentum going, and then we just all feed off of that.
So it's 10-0 Bills after the first quarter, and it was kind of odd because you got used to the Chiefs getting off to these hot starts. Wasn't the case against Buffalo.
It wasn't. In the previous four games, the Chiefs had outscored their opponent 64-9 in the first half. So you look at this game, trailing 10-0, it was a situation they hadn't been put in four consecutive games. So you look offensively, it was running back Sharkhandrick West. He was out with the hamstring. So it was really Spencer Ware's time to shine in this game. And you look at the first three offensive drives for the Chiefs, Ware wasn't heavily involved. They totaled just 29 yards. You go to that fourth drive, Ware got involved at that point.
Yeah, Spencer Ware, a young guy in really a huge spot, and he was a catalyst for this Chiefs offense.
He was. That fourth offensive drive, he had four of the six plays went to him. They totaled 35 yards, culminated with that three-yard touchdown run. But you look at what they were able to do on that drive, it settled things down for them offensively. It was set up because of the beautiful vertical pass from Alex Smith to Jeremy Maclin, one of the main takeaways from this game. But it was really Ware and the running game that settled things down offensively for this team.
Chiefs Replay is brought to you by Microsoft Surface, official tablet of the NFL. Prime Sport. Get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party presented by Bud Light at primesport.com/Chiefs. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. And by the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you. The Chiefs had answered a 10-point deficit thanks to a Spencer Ware touchdown early in the second quarter, and establishing that run game would prove to be essential, as through the remainder of the first half, neither the rain nor Sammy Watkins showed signs of letting up.
Taylor, Watkins open right in front of Smith, who's given him a lot of breathing space. To the 48, pickup of 14.
Back to throw, Taylor being pressured. Floats a pass for Watkins near side, tracks it, catches it at the 10-yard line.
Watkins is shredding the Kansas City secondary. Down there he had Parker and Barry both. Second down and 20. Dixon in the backfield. Taylor, Watkins, he's done it again! Sammy Watkins once again torches Smith. A 21-yard touchdown pass.
Well, there's not much you can say to Sean Smith. He's in position to make the play. It's just you got a better player that you're trying to cover. I mean, look, he's right in position. He doesn't find the ball. Then he spins back inside, and at that point, it's too late.
And right now, Sammy Watkins is dominating.
We were just getting perfect looks, and we practiced on it all week, and they gave the correct looks that we wanted to, and he was just throwing the ball freely.
Tyrod Taylor and Sammy Watkins were an electric combination early in the game, accounting for over 150 receiving yards in the first half alone. While it may have taken Alex Smith and Jeremy Maclin a few drives to get into a rhythm, theirs was a connection that ignited the Chiefs' offense.
Alex Smith off play action. Fulton is in now at left guard for the injured Jeff Allen. And now a quick throw to the outside off play action for 14 yards on the left boundary to Jeremy Maclin.
Two timeouts apiece. Look out from behind. They move up nicely with Smith looking for a punt and dropped on the play by Rambo. And a flag thrown on the play.
Pass interference. Defense number 37. Automatic first down.
Allen, put it in there. Put it in there.
The Chiefs have the ball at the Bills 41, trailing 16-7. Again, a clean pocket right for Maclin. Deep right side, caught it. Touchdown, Kansas City, on a deep bomb of 41 yards. And Maclin is trying to give it right back to Buffalo, where Sammy Watkins is doing it to Kansas City.
I'm going to make a play, baby.
That's what I'm talking about, boy.
Now, there's a saying, though, if I'm even, I'm leaving. You know, we were able to put the ball up, and Alex gave us, you know, chances to go out there and make plays, and we came up big for him.
Macklin's speed and a well-thrown ball from Alex Smith are what made this touchdown possible. Here, Bill's corner, Ronald Darby, played press coverage on Macklin with only one safety over the top. As the play started, the safety cheated towards the strong side of the formation, taking himself away from Darby and making it nearly impossible for him to provide help on the go route. Macklin's explosive speed pushed him past Darby, and Alex Smith delivered a perfect pass over his shoulder, allowing Macklin to catch the ball in stride and find his way to the end zone.
Jeremy, he was due to be connected with, and they gave us some single safety middle looks, and we were able to do that.
For the entire 2015 season, the offensive line showed depth and flexibility in dealing with injuries. No game was that more evident than against the Bills. Heading into the second half, the Chiefs were down to just five healthy linemen. But to the untrained eye, not a thing had changed in the Chiefs' front line.
Chiefs are down to just five offensive linemen left. Alex Smith, slant pattern caught by Wilson.
And that is a first down. Smith was in pretty good time, and he goes to Macklin.
Little stop pattern in front of the DB Gilmore, gain of 9 on first and 20.
Second down, 11, looking for Macklin. What a catch! He's got the ball inside the 15, make it inside the 20. He beats Stephon Gilmore, 32-yard strike and a Chiefs first down.
Gilmore's in good position, but then once he turns around, you see the little push off from Jeremy Macklin, and that created just enough separation to make this catch.
Macklin is helping his team today, and Alex Smith has been on the money. Chiefs down two, but driving. Second down 6, Kansas City at the Buffalo 15. Chiefs have never led. They trail 16-14. Sidestepping into the pocket is Alex Smith with time. Fires for the end zone. Kelsey, he's got it on a post pattern. Touchdown, Kansas City. Alex Smith fires a strike of 15 yards. And the Kansas City Chiefs have their first lead of the game, burning Ronald Darby.
Jeremy Macklin was Alex Smith's top target all day. But Travis Kelsey still showed why he is a threat that every defense needs to account for. The Chiefs lined up with three tight ends to the right side of the formation. Both safeties crashed down on Demetrius Harris's route, leaving Kelsey one-on-one with cornerback Ronald Darby. Kelsey used his large stature and inside position to get a step ahead of Darby, allowing Smith to lead Kelsey high and away, a place where only Kelsey had a chance at the ball.
Touchdown dance. What was that?
Oh, that was the Quan, baby.
As Kelsey hit the Quan, the Chiefs' defense was just hitting its stride.
Offset eye. They put the tight end Clay as a fullback. Hand off! Near side! The Chiefs shoot through! Derrick Johnson came in! Both torpedoes! Load one, load two, minus four!
Here, Derrick Johnson showed just how being a savvy veteran can help in a big game. Johnson blitzed the A-gap, and Bills center Eric Wood cleared out to double-team Jay Howard. This gave Johnson a clear lane to the backfield. At this point, it wasn't clear if Tyrod Taylor would keep the ball or hand it off to running back LeSean McCoy. Quick thinking and veteran instinct allowed Johnson to make the read and take down McCoy for a loss in the backfield.
That's a terrific play by Derrick Johnson. Leaves that team in tackles and nose for the football.
Chiefs have 6 in their secondary. Hit, fumble, Khalid charted free. Poe gets the ball. Tamba Ali charted loose, and Dontari Poe vacuums it in.
Tamba Ali has had a nose for the football throughout his entire career. Forcing 32 fumbles over the past 10 seasons, it has become a hallmark of his game. Bill's second-year tackle, Chantrell Henderson, was no match for the Chiefs' veteran linebacker. Ali used an edge rush and a quick swim move to get past Henderson, which afforded him a clear lane to Tyrod Taylor's blindside and a clean swipe at the football.
Well, we didn't want to be timid rushing him. He had to make some plays, and we made plays as well.
Back at Arrowhead Stadium, still a one-possession lead. 3:10 left to go. Handoff to Shady McCoy. He's hit this time. Excellent play. Hussein Abdullah came up as a nickel sub defender on a run blitz and made a perfect open field tackle. Third and 10, Buffalo at their own 20. Loudest stadium in the NFL. Taylor to throw, twist move. Taylor in trouble, dumps it late. Finds Clay at the 24, hit by Sean Smith, and the Chiefs surround him and take him down at the 21.
It's fourth and 9. They need their own 30.
As it stands now, if the Chiefs stop the Bills here, they could, for all intents and purposes, win the game. Four-man rush. Taylor with time. Hollis chasing. And he fumbles the ball. Taylor picks it up and scrambles, and he's got a first down. Did he get the football for a first down? He did not get the first down.
And it's Kansas City's ball on downs. He is short.
And outside of the two-minute warning, they have a timeout left. They could challenge the ruling here. The Bills are talking. They are going to challenge the ruling on the field.
Abdullah hit him. Zombo hit him.
We'll see. That's where I thought
Moses.
He may have made it when he got pushed forward there at the end.
It appeared to me that Taylor had it. He picked up his own fumble and advanced it. Here comes Terry McCauley with the biggest news of the season.
The ruling on the field stands. First down, Kansas City. Buffalo is charged with the third and final timeout.
I like that.
If it was close, I knew it was close, whether Tyrod was in and out. They weren't exactly showing it on there, so I had to take my chance, and that was my call all the way. I think there's, by league rule, you need to, you know, usually get to see some, but maybe I'm wrong on that.
Third down and 3. The Chiefs get a first down. They can end it. 30-22 Kansas City. High formation set. Ware plows in. Is it enough for a first down? Ware digging, clawing, scratching, tunneling for a first down. And that will be that. This is an old-fashioned, grinded out AFL kind of victory.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, proud of those guys that had to step in, man. There's some big shoes right there. Stepped up and did a great job.
Every week we need this. Y'all enjoy this, but we back at it, man.
Come on, man. Oh,
hey, 5-0.
Hey, 5-0-3, baby. 1-2-3. Bam!
How many times this year did that relationship factor between Alex Smith and Jerry Maclin come up? Well, in this game against the Bills, they exploded for 160 yards of offense.
It did. When you think about the takeaways from this game, particularly offensively, it's going to be the game that everyone remembers that Alex Smith was connecting vertically down the field with Jerry Maclin. You talk about those three vertical passes, all of which went over 30 yards. All of those led to touchdowns, more importantly, and they were the main reason that the Chiefs picked up that fifth victory of the season. But Maclin finishing with 9 catches for 160 yards in this game. It's only the third time in his career he had at least 160 yards in a game. And you think back to the first half. I mean, it was Jeremy Maclin who had 99 yards in the first half. It was Sammy Watkins who had 158 yards in the first half. Those guys were duking it out, one-upping each other. And in the second half, Jeremy Maclin continued to make plays, and the Chiefs' defense really shut down Sammy Watkins, who didn't have a reception in the second half. That became the difference.
Maclin ended up actually finishing with more yards than Watkins. Do you like that offensively from the Chiefs? Do you like what they did defensively? What stood out to you for the Chiefs in this game?
I think it was the grit that they showed to pull out a victory like this. How are they going to respond in a game late that really mattered now that they started to put some wins together when things got a little tough late in the game? And I think they showed that. The offensive line showed by getting back on the field. Jeff Allen showed some toughness by being out there. But I think it really served this team well moving forward, because what we'd see over the next 5 games, 3 of those wins would come within one possession as the Chiefs marched towards what ended up being a historic winning streak.
This win against the Bills got the Chiefs to 6-5, over 500 for the first time since week 1. They'll try to build upon that next week on Chiefs Replay.
Chiefs Replay is brought to you by Microsoft Surface, official tablet of the NFL. Prime Sport. Get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party, presented by Bud Light, at primesport.com/Chiefs. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. And by the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.